Just like you walk in Dal Damas Beshusa Rabbi. Hotsom lava fagav. The Kama did not get Levi Yozo Potter. As long as you walk, you Potter. And even if you walk 10, 15, 20 Amis, close the mind you're walking, you Potter. Ki monachle, but when you put it down at the end, you put it down with Shusa Rabbi, Chayiv, that's when you Chayiv. Is Hochi Nami Leishino. So the Kasher is like, if you walk Dal Damas, that's what's Mechayiv you. Now, if you would have put it down right away then, you'd be chayiv. But you didn't put it down. You walked another 4, another 20 amos. Don't we say when you put it down at the end, you're chayiv? Are these last 20 amos you walked as lemalav lemorid? So why is not called hafsakr in between? And lemay, you see, there's no hafsakr in between. So Drashi, midi yavi amav v'chevet v'shus rabin. Yoyse medal damos. You walk more than 4 amos. V'chol kamad lemana. Kozman, you didn't put it down. Le is potter. When you put it down after 20 amis, it's chayiv. I the afagav the yifse kilucha b'nei b'nei. In between the last 16 amis were like a mokum tur. Like you would have been mechuyiv if you would have put it down right away. And you walked another 16 amis, still you say yichayiv. So you say even though there's afsak in between, still yichayiv. For the Gemara posh, there's no sushtel. For the Gemara midami, is there any sushtel? Hosom kol heichid demanech lei mokum chiv. There you walk in 20 amos in Meshus Rabin. Any second you would have put it down, you would have been mechuyiv. Hey, it's the ground is a makom mechuyiv. Who? Mashenkin Hocha, when you walk from your house to Meshus Yochid, through the Carmelis, into the Meshus Rabin, Kimonach Lebesatid, if you would have put it down in the Carmelis, makom p'turu. Midiraisa, Carmelis is potter. So maybe that's called Hafaka. When you walk through a Carmelis, you can't be chayiv. Mashenkin, when you walk through the Meshus Rabin, I feel 20 amos. Since every Yama is a Mokum, it could be Mechayiv you, Avada, there it's not called Asdaka. So the more Ella the Raya is, Midi the Heve, Amavre Chefet, Metchilas Dal Vosev Dal. Say if I care, when you walk exactly 4 Amas to Shus Rabin, you picked up the Chefet in Shus Rabin, and you walked Dal Damas and put it down. Hosom, Lavaf Vagav Di Manach Le Betech Dal Damas. Even though these first 4 Amas, if you would have stopped and put it down there, Potter. You see these first Dal Damas, I call like a Mokum Tur. You would have put it down there, you would have been Potter. Ki Monach Le Besayv, at the end of Dal Damas, when you put it down, you're Chayiv. Ki Monach Le Besayv, Dal Damas is Chayiv. So you see your Rishus of Mokum Tur in between is not Nafsik. Here's Hochinami Leishino. Here also, when you walk through a Carmel, it's in between. Even though if you'd put it down, you'd be Potter, but since you didn't put it down, Stam, the Rishus is not Nafsik. It's because every, the first Dal Damas can never be Mechayiv you. Because Meshus Rabin, if you want to walk less than Dal Damas, it's Mutter. You can walk 3 Amas. So those first 3 Amas go to Mokum Tur. Still, we say Yechayiv. So the Maravai to me, Domi, what kind of sushal is this? Hosom, Legabe, the High Gavri, Mokum Tur. True. For you yourself that you picked it up here. And the first 4 Amas, you're walking those 3 Amas is Mutter. Avalakuli Yama, Mokum Chivu. But for everybody else, the Matthias, that is Meshus Rabin. For somebody else, if they would have been walking more than 4 amis, and they would have put it down in that spot, they would be chayiv. It's called the Meshus Rabin. Look, Hocha, Mashenk and the Carmelist, look, Kul Yama Mokum Turu. The Poshet is Mashenk and the Carmelist, the Mitzvah, the Chetz is a Mokum Turu. Nobody can be Mechayiv if they put it down in the Carmelist. So maybe such a Meshus, that's for nobody, there's a chayiv. That's called Hafsaka. That's Meshus you don't find like in the Mishkan. Mashenki, when you walk Dal Damas, Meshus Rabin, even though it's potter for you, the first 3 Amis, but for somebody else, it's Meshus Rabin, could be Chayiv. So it's Rik Shver, how do you know you're Chayiv in such a case when you walk through a Kamlis? So the Gemara, Elamidi Dehevei Amoitzi, Meshus Yechon, Meshus Rabin, Derech Tibi Meshus Rabin. That means you walk out of your house, and you put the Chayiv down Meshus Rabin, and in between you go through a Tibi Meshus Rabin. That means the mokum right before the Meshus Rabin starts is called the side of Meshus Rabin. It's not a derech hiluch. The people don't walk there, so it doesn't have a shame Meshus Rabin. It blies like a kamelis. And still we see Yechayiv. So Tariz Bavon de Shalom, Hecha Tes Yechayiv there also then. That's Kufra Shaila. Maybe in such a case also you're potter. So Tariz says here, the third Tariz says, neither they have the Yativi Meshus Rabin. V'im toimo, my poshet mon yoyse derech tzidi Meshus Rabin derech satyiv, enech nami. Maybe if you walk through a tzidi, a side of Meshus Rabin, you also potter. Just like they're saying if you walk through a satyiv of the platform, a kamlus you potter, so tzidi also you potter. V'yesh loima de derech bayis yesh lefonet stodin. It's a derech every single house. That at the end of your house, before the Meshus Rabin starts, there's always considered a tzidi rishus rabin. V'chein hoye mistama b'mishkon. And the mistama, that's the way they had in the Mishkan also. So Mela, when Moshe told the Eden in the Mishkan, don't take the chveitim out of your house, for the rishus rabin, they zicha passed through a tzidi, a side of rishus rabin first. So even though they went through a kamlis, still we see a chayim. That's the riot. The mistama and the Mishkan also, they walked through a kamlis first, and still, that's the lava terah, don't carry out from your house to the Rishus Rabin. So the Gemara, Hossam, the Elamidi, they have the Amoitzim, Rishus Yochan, Rishus Rabin, Derech, Tidde Rishus Rabin. Hossam, lafa avagav, vimanach leya tid. If you would, if you put it down on the side of Rishus Rabin, is potter, you'd be potter. Because we hold this called the Mokum Kamlis. Is v'chimonach le Rishus Rabin, when you go further and put the chavis down in the middle of Rishus Rabin, yechayiv, so you see the hafsok in between is that mastig, hachinayim eleishno, the same thing, you walk through a platform in front of the stores, that's a caramelist, you also chayiv. Rashi, atside, the first one of the small lines, atside Rishus Rabin, Rishus Yochad Rishus Rabin, so going chotzer, you have a chotzer, a garden in front of your house. Shenifas l'shus rabin, open up to l'shus rabin. Devi mokem amechitza, the mokem of your mechitza that the garden ends. That's called tidi l'shus rabin. So that's a mokem where the l'shus rabin doesn't come into your garden. So that mokem is not called a mokem hiluch for the rabin, and that's a tidi l'shus rabin. Upligi bo Rabbi Eliezer Rabbona Bierven. So machlekes, what din does a tidi have? A parak called gagas. Yamina Rabbonin, the law of Rishus Rabin Domi. Rabbonin says the sign of Rishus Rabin, since people don't walk there, does not have a din of Rishus Rabin. Yafilu Rochi, and still, Kiyapik Rishus Yach Rishus Rabin, there of Shon Chayiv. When you walk out from your house into the Rishus Rabin, even though you went through this derech of a Carmelist, still we say Yachayiv. So the Gemara, Mat Gibla Rapopo, Hon Yichla Rabbonin. That's only good this raya that you walk through a Tidu Rishus Rabin according to Rabbonin. The Yamri that there sheet of is Tidi Rishus Rabin, Lav Rishus Rabin Domi. They hold the side of Rishus Rabin is not considered bottle to the Rishus Rabin, and it doesn't have the chaim of Rishus Rabin. It's considered like a kamlis. Then you have a good riot, like Tzai says, the Mishkan stumbled that way also. When they walked out of the house in the Mishkan, they had a pass by the Tzidi Rishus Rabin, the side, which according to Rabban is only called the kamlis. Then they walked out to Rishus Rabin, and still you see a chayis. So the Gemara Elul, the Rebbe Lezer ben Yaakov, according to Rebbe Lezer ben Yaakov, that a Masech the Erevin says, the Yom Matzidi Rishus Rabin, to Rishus Rabin Dami, he holds no. Even the side of Rishus Rabin is considered bottle to Rishus Rabin, and has been Rishus Rabin on it, or the Zoy Michael Meimer, or the Zoy Ben in the Mishkan, when they walked out of their house into Rishus Rabin, there was no Hefzik Rishus in between. Even though there was a Mokim on the side of Rishus Rabin, Rebbe Lezer ben Yaakov holds, that also has been Rishus Rabin. As our host Shalim is, we walk through a satya platform. Now, platforms that didn't have in the Mishkan. So, man, here we have a good shala. Maybe if you walk through the Farish or Karmelis in between, maybe a potter. For in the Mishkan, they only had the house, the Tzidi Rishus Rabin, straight into Rishus Rabin. Now, according to Rabbi Lezer ben Yaakov, the Tzidi Rishus Rabin also had in Rishus Rabin. So, where's the Raya Bichai when you go through a satya? Michael Neymar. And the Gemara Omalei Rav Acha Bred the Ravika, Eim of the Shaman of Rav Lozer Ben Yaakov, when does he himself hold that the sides of Rishus Rabin is also called like Rishus Rabin, the Yom Tzid Rishus Rabin, Rishus Rabin Domi, Hechot Lekhi Chifufei. Only when there's no like Chifufei means thing blockers. There's not like poles to block the Rishus Rabin coming into the side Rishus. You only have poles to block off the people. Av Hechot Lekhi Chifufei, when you have like blocks, or poles sticking up one after another, like stopping the Rishus Rabin to come into this little mokum, mishamat lei. Does Rav Lezer ben Yaakov hold even in such a case is kriv Rishus Rabin? Hepshiti is also masking there that he has something blocking us Rishus Rabin from coming in. Avad is not called like Rishus Rabin. Hilkach lo adamia. Therefore, it's doing it to this. The Bible says you have to say, like Faith says, in the Gemara knew that in the Mishkan they had tibi Rishus Rabin that had chifufim there, had like blockers off there. Therefore, Zichel wasn't Rishus Rabin, and still we see a Chayim. So, Drashi, Hecha de Lekha Chifufa. We're going to hear the Ervin, the Gemara and Ervin. Of Hecha de Lekha Chifufa, Noyat Sim Yisaitis. You have like Yisaitis poles sticking up, Kitanis. Lifnei HaKoisel, in front of the Koisel. Shechoifu Shom HaGolis. that when the Wagon was looking through the Shus Rabin, you didn't want it to break down your wall, touch your wall, so in front of your wall you put up posters there that they shouldn't hit your wall. Ukronis. They shouldn't come to rub against your wall and knock down your wall. So they have like poles to stop the rabbin from coming in. That's not called Rishus Rabin. Since you have something blocking the rabbin from coming in, that's not called Rishus Rabin. And even though Mestom and the Mishkan, they had these types of Siddur Rishus Rabin, and you see Yechayiv, so that's the Gemara's right. That's Pshat in the Rabbonim. And Lalocha, we pass for this Abada. That even though, like out in our case, if you take out something from your house, and you walk out through your front porch with a lot of carmelites, then you go out to Rishus Rabin, put it down there, you'd be chai. Omer Rabbi Yechinen, Omoide Ben Azai, even though Ben Azai says, if you walk, it's considered like you made a hanocha. So if you walk through the carmelites, it's considered like you put it down there. And therefore, you potter of a Moide Ben Azai berserk. If you throw from your house into the Rishus Rabin through a carmelite, then he's Moide Yechayiv. As he doesn't know from the Kiva Svara, Klutis Kemishun Chadami. He only knows the Svara, Mahalach is Kaimadami. See if your mom is walking along the ground, so your feet is touching the ground. Now, the Tazmatani Nam Yachav arrived for this. Hamoise Mechanus Lapalti Derech Satyu. If you take out something from the store, which is just a Yachid, into the Rishus Rabin, through a Satya, through the platform, through the Karmelis, is Chayim. Echad ha-moitziv yechad ha-machnis, whether you take it out, whether you bring it in, v'yechad ha-zorik, whether you throw it, v'yechad ha-moishit, whether you hand it. These are all type of ways of making it so that you chayim. That's not the Chomim. Then asma yoimah, no. Ha-moitziv yo-machnis potter. If you walk outside with it, or you walk inside with it, you potter. But that's a shita ma-halech is kaimidami. Since you're walking through the Karmelis, it feels like you stopped in the Karmelis. So you mavato the first Akira, and then you make a new Akira by the Apotu. Abaha Moshev, Yazorik is Chayiv. If you hand it, or else you throw it through the Karmelis, then you Chayiv. Because handing or throwing never rested in the Karmelis, then you Chayiv even according to Ben Azai. So to Gemara, famous Bryce, this Bryce now goes to the Tuldian, Tuldaftes. A Bryce, a ton of Rabbonin. Dalud Rishuyas L'Shabbos. Vilchus Shabbos has four different types of Rishuyas, four different halachas. There's the Rishus HaYochid for Shabbos, there's the Rishus HaRabim for Shabbos. The Gemara now will soon explain all of them. The Karmelis, there's such a thing as a Karmelis, that means it's like lukewarm, it's not a Rishus HaYochid, it's not a Rishus HaRabim. Umokim Ptur. There's a Umokim Ptur that you're allowed to put down there, you're allowed to take out from there, it has no din, it's putter. You're allowed to use that Umokim. Four Rishuyas for Shabbos. Rashi Dalad Rishuyas, Kulma Forest Law, we'll explain all of them. First one is Fat Gemara V'yezi Rishus HaYochid. What's considered Rishus HaYochid? So at the Gemara Charitz, if you have a hole in the ground, Shu Omnik Yud, it's at least Yud Tvachim down, like at least 40 inches down, the Rochev Dalad, and it's Dalad Amis, Dalad Tvachim wide, 12 inches by 12 inches, that's called Rishus HaYochid. That's the least amount to have for Rishus HaYochid. A Mokim that Dalad by Dalad, Kavoya Yud, or else Omik Yud. That Chidashir, even though the Mechitzes are in the ground, those are also called Mechitzes. And inside the pit is called Rishus HaYochid. The Chain Geder. Who then if you have a nice thick wall coming up? Shu Kavoya Yud, the wall itself is Yud Tvachim high. For Roch of Dalad, the wall itself is 12 inches by 12 inches. It's a thick wall. Zuhi Rishus HaYochid Gemura. If you throw on top of this wall, that's considered Rishus HaYochid Gemura. So Trashi Geder Koisla. If you have a wall, Shu Gavoya Yud, in itself is Yud Tvachim High, for Rochiv Dal Hever Rishus HaYochid. In itself is Tzirah the Rishus HaYochid. Mr. Pnei Shu asks here, like Rashi, Koisla Rashi is saying the wall itself is this thick. So where's the Rishus HaYochid? On top of the wall is called the Rishus HaYochid. How come the Gemara left out the portion of Rishus HaYochid? A portion of Rishus HaYochid is a person's house. Well, you have four walls around you. Good. In between, it has to be Dalad by Dalad, and the Mechitzes are Yud Tvachim High. If you're standing inside, that's the Iker Rishus HaYochid. He says that's Pshita, that's Rishus HaYochid. That everybody knows. Like your house is called Rishus HaYochid. The Brice who want to say Chidushim, what's also considered Rishus HaYochid. So the first Chidush is a hole in the ground. Even though the Mechitzes are not seeable on top, it's only downwards. That's also called Mechitzes.
And the second chiddush is if you have a wool, a thick wool, or a thick box, that's yut vochem hoy, and the top of it is dalad al dalad, that's also called Rishus HaYochid. So these are chiddushim of Rishus HaYochid. Right? The Ezel here Rishus HaRabim, what's considered Rishus HaRabim? Sartio, it's a big place, or Paltio. Gedolo, the big Paltius, or Muvoyis, that means like the streets, Hamufuloshim, Mufuloshim. That's opened up one side to the other side. So we'll see what that means. Zuhi Rishus HaRabim Gemura. This is called Rishus HaRabim Gemura. Muslim will soon explain every word here. Why he says the word Gemura, what it means. That's the Rashi. Sarti is a Rashi. Mesila, that's a big highway. Shaholchim Bo Meir Leir. It's the highway that you go from one city to another city. Since the whole city uses this a highway, so it's called Rishus HaRabim. Exact tanoim, if you need 600,000 people going through it or not, that will see later on in the Masechta. Right now we don't talk about that. But it has to be at least a mokrim that the rabbim do use it. That's what Moshe says. When you do, I mean, there's some shittas hold that Yadavka needs 600,000 people walking through to come out every day to give it a shame Rishus HaRabim. That's part of the kulah that we don't have Rishus HaRabim as man is there. Because our streets don't have come out 600,000 people walking through it every day. Maybe Wushar Boulevard has it. But regular streets doesn't have it. Other shittas hold, no, you don't need such a big amount. Rishus HaRabim means the streets that the rabbim of the city use. So Moshe is mazvi, even according to the shita, of either our side streets here is not called Rishus HaRabim, even though it's the street that people walk through. It's not called the rabbim of Los Angeles use Spalding Avenue or Kersan Avenue. The rabbim of LA doesn't use it. The rabbim of LA uses Beverly they use, Fairfax they use, La Brea they use. It's a big street, a passway street that the rabbim use it like that. A lot of shittas hold that's called Rishus HaRabim Midiraisa. But rather the side streets that the rabbim do not use, just the people living those blocks use it, that wouldn't be called Rishus HaRabim. But on the first shittah has to be a highway that goes Meir Leir. That's called the Sartia or Paltia. Satrashi Rechava Shalir. That's a big wide opening in the middle of the city. Shasham is Kamsul Mischara, a marketplace. Everybody gets together to make a flea market there. They come together, and it means there's a big place, the whole city comes down. So Ladi Shrita means you have 600,000 people living in the city. So all 600,000 people come down to the flea market on Sunday. So such a place is called Rishus HaRabim. Or else if you don't need 600,000, it has to be a mokum that the rabbim of the city come down to that big place. That mokum is called Rishus HaRabim. Or else Umuvois, that means streets in the city, Shalir, going through the city, Rechavim Yudvav Amma, that's also a Tanai. Can't be Rishus HaRabim unless it's at least 16 Amis wide the street. Hamufuloshe means Mishnei Roshayim should be Lasartia. It means both sides of the street opened up into the highway. That's called Mufuloshe. Even though the street itself is not a highway, but if both sides of the street opened up into Rishus HaRabim, that Rishus HaRabim go through this street, you know, it's also called Rishus HaRabim. Hamufuloshe. Zuhi Rishus HaRabim Gemur. Now, what's the lochas of Rishus Yochid and Rishus HaRabim? Lochas are like this. Ein Moitziyim Rishus HaYochid Zul Rishus HaRabim Zul. You're not allowed to carry from Rishus HaYochid to Rishus HaRabim. V'yei Machnisin, you can't bring in Rishus HaRabim Zul Rishus HaYochid Zul. V'yei Moitziyoy V'hichnes B'shoygeg Yishchayiv Chattis. It's called one of the Lama Tess Melochis, I saw, Yishchayiv Chattis. V'nezid Oynish Chorus without Hasro. V'niska, if you had Hasro, Yishchayiv Skila. Rashi, Oynish Chorus, B'lay Hasro, V'niska V'Hasro. So these are two halachis, the Basmageti Midiraisa, Rishus HaYochid and Rishus HaRabim. Avul Yam, the river, or the ocean, or Bika, in the open valley, the Yistavonis, that's what we had before, that's the platform, the front of the stores, the Akarmelis, Akarmelis Mamish, the Gemara is in the Atakashi, the first three things are also Karmelis. As you say of these things, even though it's open and has no mechitzis, but it's not called Rishus HaRabim, because Rishus HaRabim has to be a mokum lihiluch rabim, that the rabim used that mokum. The yam, the rabim doesn't go in the yam. And the bick of the valley, a rabbin doesn't go through the valley. Who was in the Yastavonis, on the platforms in front of the stores, it's only meant for the soicher, for the business people, and not for the rabbin. So these halachas have within Karmelis. And what's the halacha? Eina midiraisa loikir shus rabbin, doesn't have within shus rabbin, but loikir shus yochid. Midiraisa, it's nothing. Of a midirabonan, v'yei noisim v'noisim b'teichor. You're not allowed to carry inside the Karmelis. Midirabonan, the Karmelis, has halacha like shus rabbin. But if you did carry inside it, midiraisa potter, but here potter avalosim, midirabonan it's also. You're not allowed to carry midrabbanan from a karmelis into Rishus Rabbin, and that's from Rishus Rabbin into a karmelis. You can't bring something out from Rishus Yochid into a karmelis. You can't carry from a karmelis to Rishus Yochid. If you did, you took it in, took it out from a karmelis to Rishus Yochid, Rishus Rabbin, maybe right, you put this on Yostim midrabbanan. So Drashi, Biko, Sodas Harbi, a lot of fields. Istavonish, Lefnei Achnus, in front of the stores. Sheyoshim Shom Soichim, that's the platforms where the business used to open up their stores, open up the merchandise outside. So the rabbin didn't walk on top of the platforms, it's not called Rishus Rabbin. The Akamlis, the Kamen Porich, Otto Kohani, Yama, Biko, Lav, Hain, Akamlis. That's also, all these three things are Akamlis. The Tony Tunnel Yel. Is any Lekush Yochid, Mishum, the Damel Rishus Rabbin, the Ein Lemachitis. Hey, it's not a Rishus Yochid Pshita, because the Karmelis doesn't have Dalad Mechitzis. There's no Mechitzis around these things. They're open ground. It's not called Rishus Yochid. But why isn't it Rishus Rabbin? Well, like Rishus Rabbin, the Trashi, the Einan Doimel Digle Midbar. We learn out from the Midbar, when the Eden used to walk through, the Lav Lelucha the Rabbin Avidi. In the Midbar, the whole Rabbin used to walk through there. That's called Rishus Rabbin. Here, the Rabbin doesn't walk through this Mokim, it's not called Rishus Rabbin. Is a nice material claimer, a metallic number. You're not allowed to carry something in a karmelis. Ella b'terech dalad, only in the middle of your dalad amis. Mishum the doim l'rishus rabin. The rabbanim made a gzeirah to give it a din rishus rabin. The gozer ben rabbanim not rishus rabin. The rabbanim made his gzeirah not to rishus rabin gomer. And since really it looks like rishus rabin, it doesn't have any mechitzis. Yeah. The in hoipsi of ichnis potter, the zui karmelis and rule amala. Right. Chatzeris shel rabin. Chatzeris means you have a big open backyard that opens a few houses, open up into it. Hey, it's a chotzer. That a lot of houses open up into this chotzer. Or else some voice. That's like a back alleyway. Or it should be like a side street we have. Mavoyis, a street. She'enam mifuloshim. It's not open on both sides. Usually, the famous picture of a mavoy is the Gemara itself. Usually, like on the side here, it's called the houses. It opens up into the chotzer. That's the taisvus, and then the mavoy is the Gemara itself. So, enam mifulosh means on top here is closed door. Like there are houses all around all three sides of it, and the way you get to Rishus Rabin is through the bottom of it. So here, they come in from the Rishus Rabin, you come into the street, then you go into the chotzer, then you go into your house. So, Chatzeru Sherabim, Umovoya Shenim Floshim, is Midiraisa, they're not a Rishus Rabim. So it depends. Irvu, if you made an Erev Chatzerus inside, is Mutorim. You're allowed to carry from the Chotzer to the house. Lo Irvu, if you didn't make an Erev Chatzerus, Asurim, you're not allowed to carry from your Chotzer into your house. So, Drashi, Chotzer Sherabim, She Psuchim Lechotzer Batim Rabim. A lot of houses open up into one backyard, into one Chotzer. The chotz of psuch l'shus rabim, and the chotz of obel l'shus rabim. Or b'nai abak, the people from the house, yoytzim der chotz l'shus rabim. They walk out from the house into the chotz into l'shus rabim. Or mavoy yishen v'floshim, shiroi shiyech v'tzosim, the top side of it is closed off. The chatzer v'tzuchimoy, all the yards open up into the street. Or b'nai achatzer v'yoytzim derech mav l'shus rabim. Through the street, they come down the opening, go through l'shus rabim. Is irvu kol abatim shechotzer yachad of all the houses of the chotzer made an erev together the pas with bread the menero chatzeros v'chen nina movi in irvu achatzeros apsuchim lebiyachad as mutarim lachnos leitzim in abatim lechotzer v'chen min achatzeros lemovi because really with the rise of the role of Rishus Yochid it's only a question that it's one's Rishus Yochid that's miyuchad for one person and one's Rishus Yochid that's miyuchad for a lot of people. So it looks like Rishus Yochid Rishus Rabin. So that's why in Aloha you have to make an Erech Hatzeris. Lo Yirvu, if you didn't make an Erech Hatzeris, Asurim. Why? Here Rashi the Hezbo. Mevnei Shabayis Miuchedes Labaleo. The bias where you live is like Miuchedes just for you yourself. The HaChotzer, the alley, the garden in front, the backyard in back of you, is Rishus Bakulam. All the houses have a right to use this Chotzer. Melo Venimtsa Moitze being a carrier from your house into this Chotzer. Even though the Chotzer has four Mechitzes all around it, is Mishus Mishus. Even though they're both Rishus Yochid, Lassus Yagla Torah Laharchik Shla Yotzim Mishus Yochid Rabin. The Rabbanan made a gzeira choko not to carry from your house into the backyard, because it looks like Rishus Rabin. Hey, since a few people share their backyard together, it looks like Rishus Rabin. Vach mil salav michluk dal rishuyis, says the Drash. This is not part of the chalukim of dal rishuyis. The bain erbu bain what yirbu rishus yochidi. Avad the midi raisa with the erich atzeres, without the erich atzeres, it's the rishus yochid, because it has four walls. Avad, if you carry something in your chotzer and walk outside to Rishus Rab, Avad Yechayim. Because the chotzer is the Rishus Yochid. Because in the Rishus Yochid itself, the Rabbanan makes zeres, you can't carry from one Rishus Yochid to another Rishus Yochid. Because it looks like you carry from Rishus Yochid to Rishus Rab. This is why I think of this Yochid Erevin. If you make an Erev, it's mutti, without an Erev, it's also. Right, huh? Now, this is the last case. This is called a Mokam Ptur. Adam oimed al eskupa. A person can stand using the step outside yalf, the eskupa, also like a platform. It was a mokim tur. A mokim tur usually means it's gavoya gimel tfachim off the ground, and it's less than dal or dalit. Since it's less than dal or dalit, something like gimel, al gimel, that's called a mokim tur. So Adam oimed al eskupa. You can stand on a mokim tur. Noita mi balabais. You're allowed to take something from the balabas's hand that's from Shusa Yochid. The nice and light, or else you can give to him. Because the Mokim Tur, you're allowed to carry from a Mokim Tur to Rosh Hashanah Yochid. Who are then? Noita Mayoni. You could turn yourself around to the person standing outside the house, and Rosh Hashanah Rabin. The Yoni outside, you could take something from him, or else for nice and light, you could give something to him. Because from a Mokim Tur, you're allowed to carry from a Mokim Tur to Rosh Hashanah Rabin. Obovado, this you should do. Shulayita Mabalabais, you shouldn't be standing on this Mokim Tur and put your hand inside the house, take from the Balabas and Rosh Hashanah Yochid, Venois and Leoni, and give it outside to the Yoni to Rosh Hashanah Rabin. Because even though Mudirais, that's Mutta, but Mudirabdonim, that's also looks like you're taking from Rosh Hashanah Yochid to Rosh Hashanah Rabin. Well, then you shouldn't take the other way. Meoni, from the outside, Rosh Hashanah Rabin, Venois and Labalabais. Abeviyimnota, Venos and Shloshim Pturim. But if you did do it, Avadi Apotter. But since you're in the Mokim Tur, when you took your hand, took it out over there, it's considered now when you're coming through the Mokim Tur, since you're standing still, it's considered like a smunach now in the Mokim Tur. Then when you hand it over to the person outside, that's also mutter. So both these cases are mutter. So Drashi, Adam oimed al eskupa noitim yoni yom zol not lun. Zem Mokim Tur. This is called the Mokim Tur. Shehus kol amali, we learned before. She'ein echoshe v'shus liyasma. It's not called v'shus by itself. But the she'ainu roch of dal, that's the story. It's not dal. Since it's not four tvachim by four tvachim, it's not choshev. Can the poshta come on? O bot leitzu v'shus yochav leitzu v'shus raven. It doesn't have any chshivis. It's not called like a new mokim. O bevach lo yitos et rashi, that's the mezalz of yisur v'shav. That's like a zuzul. Lechet chilo. Ligrom hoitzom v'shus yochav v'shus raven. O gzeret domos lakum lakuk lehedjo v'shus yochav v'shus raven. But so you did it, Avad Yapotim Midirais. It's only us in the Rabbanah. So the Gemara, some say no. This is scoop, but it's like step. Outside your house depends. Has two different dinim. Mishamesh is based with Shuyis. It has two different halachas to it. This is a very Shri halacha. We'll see this on Dav Ches and Dav Tes. It's Mazbis halacha. It depends like this. This mancha pesach, if your front door is open to this outside iskupa, this outside step, this outside platform, kalifnin. Then it has a lock like Rosh Hashanah Yochid. As if your front door is open to it, it's like Botos Rosh Hashanah Yochid. So it doesn't have a din Mokim Tur anymore, it's still like Rosh Hashanah Yochid. Pesach no, let's say the door is closed, so there's like a mechitza between this step and your house, then we say Klochutz, it's still Botos Rosh Hashanah Rabin. The step outside your house has a lock like Rosh Hashanah Rabin. V'imhoyse iskupa gavoya yud. Let's say the step was yud tvachim high, v'roch v'dalid, then chita reizu v'shus liyatzma. That's zichah called v'shus by itself, and the chur that's called v'shus liyochid. Anything that's yud tvachim high, which is dalid, is treated like v'shus liyochid. Trashi reizu v'shus liyatzma, afo pishim v'shus liyochid, termin liyel, v'ged the gavoya v'dalid have v'shus liyatzma, v'imasiyim in abayas atoicha. The common first timing. Later, the Gemara Daf Ches and Daf Tes will explain this part of the Braisa. What's the exact shadow here? We'll leave this for later. Zeh Shmir Aloch here. We'll see it later. So the Gemara Omamar. Zuhi Rishus HaYochid. Gemara says, what's called Rishus HaYochid? Either you have a hole in the ground, yud tvachim deep, 4x4, or else you have a gather a wall coming up that the wall is yud tvachim high, and dalad al dalad. So the Gemara Lamutim Mai, what's the Chiddush? What are we telling you that's not called Rishus HaYochid? So Gemara Lamutei Hod Reb Yehuda. Kamala Fuki Reb Yehuda's Chiddush, he had a Chiddush, was also considered Rosh Hashanah Yochid, and we ding zech and say, no, that's not called Rosh Hashanah Yochid. What's the loch of the Tony? Yes, so I came to Reb Yehuda. He's talking about a Gemara in Erevin there, Shreya Loch is about a bridge going over places. He holds the bridge, you say, good asik, both sides come down, so it's called Rosh Hashanah Yochid underneath it. But he says, yes, so okay, even a bigger Chiddush than that. Reb Yehuda. Min shiyeshloi beiz batim b'shnei tzidim Rosh Hashanah Yochid. You own two houses on both sides of the Shus Rabin. Let's say Beverly is called the Shus Rabin. So you own Bishul here, and you own across the street these two houses you own. And there's Shus Rabin going through in between you, where Shus Rabin is going. How do you